Now he puts it like this. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Now this is a very important passage of scripture that we've come to here. And I want to try to correct something, if I might, today. The Lord himself shall descend from heaven. I love that. He won't be sending angels. Now, when he comes to the earth to establish his kingdom, he's going to send his angels to the four corners of the earth to gather the elect, that'll be Israel and Gentiles, in that day, to enter the kingdom. But no angel minister is connected with the church, friends. Angels announced the birth of Christ, but how did they announce him? Well, he was the son of David. He's the king. And that's the way that he's announced. He's to be a savior. But the important thing was, a king is born. The wise men want to know, where is he that's born king of the Jews? But when you're dealing with the church, on the day of Pentecost, there were no angels. Well, the Holy Spirit himself came, you see. Now, when the Lord takes the church out of the world, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven. And there'll be no angels. Angels are connected with Israel, but not with the church at all. He'll descend from heaven with a shout. Now, that's the voice of command. That word of command, as he stood at the tomb of Lazarus. Lazarus, come forth. And then the voice of the archangel. Oh, somebody says, wait a minute. There is an angel there. Oh, no. His voice will be like the voice of an archangel. The voice of shout is that of an archangel. That is, it's the quality of his voice, the majesty and the authority of it. And then the trump of God. Somebody says, well, then there's a trumpet there. Oh, no, friends. His voice will be like a trumpet. Somebody says, can you know that? Sure you can. Turn over to Revelation 1:10, and there you will find John is exiled on the Isle of Patmos. He says, I heard a voice like the sound of a trumpet. Oh, there it is. He turned to see. And whose voice was it? The glorified Christ. And here comes the glorified Christ. And it's his voice is like the sound of a trumpet. Now, that ought to get rid of all of this foolishness about Gabriel blowing a horn, or blowing a trumpet. I do not think that Gabriel even owns a trumpet. And if Gabriel owns a trumpet, I don't think he can blow it. And he won't need to blow it. Do you think the Lord Jesus needed Gabriel to come and help him raise Lazarus from the dead? Now, I do not mean to be irreverent, but can you imagine this? Here he is at the tomb of Lazarus. And he says, Gabriel, won't you come over here and help me get this man out of the grave? My friend, the Lord Jesus won't need anybody to help him. When he calls his church, they're coming up out of the graves, the bodies. And what's going to happen at that time? The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in there, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. And I think that's going to be one of the most orderly things. The dead first. Here comes Stephen first out of the grave. He'll lead that procession. He's the first martyr. And then there will be the apostles. And then that martyr period when 5 million lay down their lives for Jesus. And then they will keep coming down through the centuries. And finally, if you and I are alive, we're going to bring up the end of the parade. We'll be way down at the tail end of it. You see, the church has already gone in through the door of death. Most of them have. Now he says, wherefore terrify one another with these words? Well, of course not. My Bible says, wherefore, comfort one another. This is something, friends, that ought to comfort you today. And what a glorious, wonderful comfort it is. And actually, it means not only to comfort in that sense, but actually to instruct and to exhort one another and talk about these things. Friends, Jesus is going to take his own out of this earth someday. What a glorious, wonderful day that's going to be, and the bodies of the dead will be lifted out. Then we that are alive, whoever's alive then, are going to be caught up together, and they're going to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we're going to ever be with the Lord, and we'll come back with him to the earth to reign with him at that time. And he's going to talk about that in the next epistle.